I'm drawn to the eroticism immediately. It's very sexy. My name is Coulter Jacobson. I'm an artist, and we're looking at one of my favorite pieces by Jess, Narcissus. I read somewhere that he was trying to bring kind of a homoeroticness back to art, that it had been lost. And you can just feel that that's what he's trying to translate in that main figure. I mean, he loves that figure. There's a love in those marks that are weird and beautiful and not even representational. They're abstract. I love it for all its fragments of like discolored paper. It's so interesting to see how he'll be using kind of highbrow, lowbrow source materials, from like sphinxes to pinups of men to Greek statues, like antiquity, and then a Crazy Cats comic. I mean, I've heard he has these scrapbooks that go on and on. There's just clippings and there's texts, and this is all totally alive in his head. You know, he wasn't always an artist. He was a scientist. And I think he was actually working on the Manhattan Project. And after some of the repercussions, he quit and turned his life around completely and focused on art. And I think you can see that in a lot of his work, that he brings this almost scientific kind of physicist sort of mind to art. He really does make work like a writer or a poet. This model in the middle, he's sort of leading the way to his own reflection, which you don't really even see there. And so the question is, where is it? And it's possible that you're the reflection and you're looking at yourself, because what you take away from the pieces is you.